I don't think it's working. I don't think it's working. Yeah. Oh, no, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Malcolm, is this working?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Good evening, everybody. Shall we get started right away? Yeah. So Pastor Bailey's not with us tonight, so he's traveling, as you might know. So I'll be here with you to share some thoughts, to share a word about growing in faith. So a word about growing in faith. Let's just pray before we get started. Dear God, just thank you for this opportunity to share. Thank you for your word. Thank you for what you do in our lives, what the word does in our lives, and the power of it. Josh, you just bless these thoughts. Help them make sense to everybody here, and make sense of my thoughts, and because they're your thoughts in this message here, Lord. And just ask you, just bless now in Jesus' name, Amen. Right. So I was going to talk about growing in faith tonight, and a couple things I was just thinking about leading up to tonight. I think one of the things that really softens your heart when you're looking to grow spiritually, you're looking to grow and kind of condition your heart for the word, is to have a sense of gratitude, you know, to be grateful for a lot of different things. And it's not just, what's happening in my life or what's being given to me or these kinds of things. It's more of a deeper level of gratitude that's a spiritual gratitude. You know, it's a deeper level of the things around us and that really what God has provided. For example, the air we breathe, you know, or this life that we have, you know, that there's a deeper level of that gratitude. So the other thing I was thinking about was just growing in faith and growing in this gratitude and growing in this faith of thankfulness. So putting God first, really in our interests second in that thought process, and then having that spiritual discipline. Where we're coming together in the body, we're coming together together to study the word and to fellowship and to think about what God is doing in our lives. So I'm going to turn to 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. I'm going to start here. We're going to probably jump around bits of the New Testament. But 2 Timothy 2, 15, it says, "Be diligent to present yourself, approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So understanding the word, you know, God's word, we read it, we study it, and sometimes maybe we're able to memorize it. I'm not really that fortunate to memorize a lot of stuff, so that's a challenge for me. But in general, being familiar with the word and having it touch our hearts is what we should think about in growing in faith. So if we look at, I'm also going to jump to just Hebrews 10:23 real quick, where we're looking at growing in faith, and we think about, having spiritual discipline, as I mentioned, and coming together in the body. You know, here in Hebrews 10, verses 23-25, says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." So getting together as a body, growing in fellowship, growing in our faith together is part of this process. You know, so the question sometimes can be, you know, what holds us back? You know, what holds us back from coming together? What holds us back from challenging ourselves to learn and grow in faith and learn in the word? Pride can be one of those things, you know, that can hold us back, or that really can hinder our ability to function really in the presence of our enemies. So when we get in situations that we're equipped with the word, you know, when we encounter spiritual warfare, or we encounter a situation where we need to show perseverance, patience, that we have this word that empowers us, and that we're able to function, and we're able to move forward. So we study this word of truth, and it's a divine truth in the Bible here. So a couple questions to think about as we kind of move forward with this, some of these thoughts is, what is the knowledge of truth? You know, where does this, how does this impact us, and what is the result of it? And really, what can we do with it or because of it? So we set our, first we need to kind of, to start with this process of thinking through what is knowledge, you know, what is this truth, that we set our minds on things that are above, right? And we look at Colossians 3, 2. I'm trying to get there quickly. Colossians 3, 2. Stand by.
In
Colossians 3, 2, it says, set your mind on things above, not on the things of the earth. So, also if we look to Philippians 2, verses 12 and 13, I'm reading these purposely because I want to make sure we get the word right and we get the word as it's written and how we can understand it. So if we look at Philippians 2, 12 and 13,
better if I mark them beforehand, jumping through.
Makes for a much, much more seamless process, but I didn't, sorry. So Philippians 2, verses 12 and 13, says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So we hold fast in the Word, and we hold fast in the Word because this is the Word of life for us here. It's not a set of rules or laws, but it gives us life, you know, and how to live and navigate through life. So there's two things that we think about when we think about those questions, you know, what is knowledge of truth, the result of it, and what becomes of it is, number one, we set our minds above on the things above, and then we also hold fast to the Word. So those are two things we sort of think about in growing in faith. So when we're saved, we've talked about this, I think, in different instances, is that, you know, we have a positional truth and then we have an experiential truth. So our position really never changes. In fact, it doesn't change. But our experience does change. So that is a part that we focus on and we live through. And if we look at Ephesians 5, verses 8 and 9, it says here, for you were once, this is an example of Ephesians 5, verses 8 and 9, we're going to look at the positional truth and the experiential truth, right? So, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. So, positionally, we are, we were once in darkness, but now we are in light of the Lord, right? Now, experientially, we walk as children of life, children of light. So, that is the experiential portion of that. And that's an example of differentiating between the two. So, you know, a natural question, what happens is, you know, what happens when our experience drifts maybe from our position? So we look to 1 John 1:7, you know, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So we move forward together. But then what happens when we drift? You know, something happens experientially that perhaps it's a, we have a bad day, we have a bad season, bad year, whatever the case may be. You know, we look to this verse. We say, you know, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So we know we're not perfect and we know we will have, we may stumble. But if we confess our sins, in verse 9, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we have this opportunity to understand the truth, get our eyes focused on the truth, understand it. And then if something does happen, you know, God has a provision for us. So positionally, we continue forward with our spiritual walk. And one of the things that allows us, in my opinion, allows us to really kind of move forward on this path is humility. You know, that's something that For a lot of folks, it's a challenge. You know, humility is a challenge. And it says in Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. Right? So a man's pride, a stumbling block, brings him low. But the humble in spirit, we bring humility, we're humble, and we retain honor. So if you think about our society, thinking about worldly views about right and wrong, about conversations with people. It seems that no one can be wrong these days. No one's wrong. You know, there's always an argument, and nobody's wrong. It's always my, you know, I'm right. Why? Because I said so. It's like, okay, well, there's no truth. You know, there's no truth to that. You know, people have lots of pride about that, and there's no conversation. There's no real good discourse about things. We can agree to disagree agreeably, but it doesn't always end up agreeably. It's always, you know, this personal thing that goes on that it's unfortunate, but that's the world. You know, it's pride that brings people down. But when we're humble in spirit, we're able to actually have a conversation, but we have a source of truth. You know, that doesn't mean when I say humble in spirit, that doesn't mean we accept someone's truth as truth, right? We accept it as, well, they're welcome to that opinion, but we have a source of truth. But being humble in that process and being loving in a response is really what it comes back to. Not that that we need to be right, because if it's a sign of weakness if we're not, you know, that's not really a godly way to move forward move the conversation forward. So in Jeremiah 45:5, I think in humility, you know, you don't seek this personal greatness. So we share the word to restore other people. You know, we don't share the word to put people down to in a negative way. We share it out of love because we want them to see a greater purpose in their lives. You know, we want to see that God has a plan for them and a purpose for them. So, you know, Jesus spoke about growing, and growth comes that looking at him. So if you look at Hebrews 12:2, I flip to Hebrews. Hebrews 12:2. This is, we looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who was for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We're looking to him. We're looking to Jesus to help guide us through our lives. You know, we're looking to him to set us free. You know, we're looking to his word, God's word, to set us free from this world, from subjectivity, from objective and subjective truth. So I have a kind of a prop here. So I want to ask everybody, what color is this? You know, what color is this?
Blue.
Blue, okay. Actually, so if we had two choices, is it blue or green?
Blue.
Blue? Okay. So I think this is green. So there's some subjective truth there, right? So this is green. My eyes, I say maybe I'm colorblind. I don't know. But subjective truth, right? Now, if I got a color, you know, a color palette, like a, you know, color by numbers, I could tell you what this number is, right? Now, that would be the truth. That would be, it'd be that color. But there's some subjective truth in that. And when we think about the world and some of the viewpoints, some of the things we talk in conversation, there's some subjectivity that comes in there. So we need that, well, we need that color palette, right? We need that, the numbers that, and that's from the word when we get that truth. You know, there's some very clear points in the Bible that we can refer to, and that would allow us to communicate the gospel to people and get rid of some of that subjectivity. So we look to Jesus to grow. We look to him, look to the Holy Spirit to give us that desire within to continue to grow. And in our growing, we see his Spirit in our lives. You know, we walk by the Spirit. We walk in the Spirit in Galatians 5:16. And we see the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. You know, so you think about measurement. A lot of people like to measure things, you know. So if you don't measure it, it doesn't actually happen sometimes, you know. So people like to think in terms of measurement, you know. And this is not a linear sort of thing, but if you think about measuring, how do you measure your spiritual growth, right? How does that work? I mean, is it Is it because you prayed three times in a day, or is it because, you know, you did certain things? Is it some works thing where you're volunteering your time, right? I mean, how do you measure that, right? But the fruit of the Spirit is just an outcome of that, right? So when we walk in the Spirit, the proof is there. It's not, it's being measured in a different way, not something that we would consider in a straightforward measurement. But we look at the fruit of the Spirit, and is there love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, humility, and self-control in our lives? You know, is that there? You know, are we walking in the Spirit? Are we walking the walk, and talking the talk, so to speak? But we grow in all of these areas. You know, we grow in patience, we grow in joy, we grow in humility, we grow in self-control. All of these things are a contribution to that process. And sometimes there's growth, and then sometimes there's not. Sometimes with you could call stagnation, you could call backsliding, you can call it what you want, but there's some, if we're not moving forward with Christ, then you know that we need to get on the path to move forward, because there's no sense in standing still, because we want to continue to grow as we go. So if we think about this, if you're as a kid, you know, we used to take Kelly's parents used to measure the kids' height at their house. You know, you put a little mark on the wall, put a little thing on there. So if you think of our lives in that regard, spiritually speaking, you know, we're not going to grow forever. That would be interesting and crazy. But if we were spiritually growing all the time, you know, we don't want to stop growing, right? We don't want to ever be, well, I wanted to be more than 5'10". Sure, I wanted to be 6'5", you know, whatever, but I didn't, you know. But spiritually speaking, I can continue to grow. We can continue to get to new heights, you know, spiritually speaking. And we don't want to settle for being, well, 5'10". You know, spiritually, you know, you want to be a giant and you want to continue to keep growing. And it's not because you want to prove something. It's because when you grow in godliness, you're growing in an experiential knowledge and truth that does set you free. You know, it sets you free from a lot of the trouble that you will experience in this world. You know, it set you free from a lot of anxiety, other things that might come up in your lives. And it gives us a different viewpoint. You know, it gives us an eternal viewpoint. You know, we're not fixated on what's going on around us in this world. I mean, we are to some level because we live here and, you know, we have a life to live and need to move forward. But as spiritually speaking, we grow. And we grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. As it says in, I'll read here in 2 Peter 3:18. I think it says that we grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus. So we are being really conformed as we grow into the image of Christ, right? Romans 8:29. So then in our thoughts and our words and our actions, they're all reflective of what's happening in our growth. And these are the results and the measurements of that growth, right? This is how we grow. And this is how you can see, not in a judgmental way, but you can see in your own lives, not to look at other people and say, well, you know, I don't think they're growing in Christ because they're not too patient. You know, you're honking on that horn in traffic, you know? That's not what I'm referring to. It's an individual, you know, you're looking at yourself, not too self-critical or too much self-analysis, but you're just thinking to yourself, am I growing with God? Are my thoughts aligned with God? You know, am I continuously moving forward? So how do we look at growth? You know, how do we consider growth? And I'm going to give you, I think I have five here that we're going to talk about in terms of results of growth. So I got five quick points to look at. So we have to have an eternal viewpoint. That's number one, right? We have to have an eternal viewpoint of where we're going. We have an eternal purpose by a personal God, and we have a purpose in this life. So if we start from that eternal purpose and eternal viewpoint, we have a much better grounding and perspective of where we're going to go. So we can understand, all right, well, I'm starting here with this, you know, I have a purpose, and the things that happen to me in this life are purposeful. And my God loves me, and he's going to get me through this life. It might not be perfect, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to have a purpose, and we have to see God's purpose in it as we go through it, right? So we have that was the first one, is having an eternal viewpoint. The second one is we have a new self-image of what we look like. If we look at Galatians 2:20, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. It's no longer I. You know, I'm not moving forward as me, but I'm moving forward as a representative of Jesus because he's within me. Romans 6:6, Our old man was crucified with him, and we are no longer slaves of sin. So we have this self-image that we can put aside. We can set that aside and say, you know what? That's not me. I'm moving forward with this is who I am, and this is where I'm going to be. And we continue to grow. We continue to grow. And we continue to grow by being in the Word. So the third one is that we start to be able to, we start to look at this categories of doctrine, right? We start to look at things that we study in the Bible. So if we're in the Word, and we have dedicated ourselves, as I mentioned, 2 Timothy, to study the Word, to read it, to maybe memorize it, we are in different types of categories, topics, thoughts, different ideas, where we're growing. And this is growing in the doctrine of the Word, not based on some subjective color, green, blue, you know, whatever that is, but we're moving forward in the truth. You know, we're grounded in truth. So this helps us start thinking with God. You know, in Colossians 3:16, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." All right, so how often do we wake up singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with grace in our heart to the Lord? You know, how often do we do that? You know, that's a tough question to ask yourself, I think, sometimes. But not in a you know, put yourself down kind of way. I'm just saying, like, you know, challenge yourself to say, hey, am I growing in God or am I not? I mean, be honest. You know, if you're saying if you're not, well, no problem. Put that aside. Let's start growing with God now, right now. You know, because there's never a good, better time than now to move forward. And that's what I'm referring to, is that we're looking at that type of measurement. You know, am I going forward? Am I growing? Or am I not? And it's a pretty straightforward question. So the fourth one is that we experience specific and really some absolute daily provisions from God for every detail of our lives. You know, is it Philippians 4:19? It says, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory." You know, how often have we thought through a day, you know, what are you going to bring today? You know, can I make this deadline? Can I pay this bill? Can I get to this place on time, or do this job that I'm asked to do, or, you know, whatever it is, can I afford the heating bill? Can I afford to do something that takes me away from the things that I think that you want me to do, right? And trusting in that, and trusting in saying, hey, you know what, God is pushing me in this direction. Maybe that's the direction I should go, because it's not based on my own understanding. It's God moving me in a direction where he has a purpose for us, right? He has a purpose for us, and looking at that and having discernment and thinking about it spiritually, not from any other perspective, but biblically and spiritually, and understanding how God can move us from one place to the other. So the fifth one is that we start to internalize truth instead of internalizing differences or stress or different types of pressures that we may have. And this is really like a precious light within us that's led by the Holy Spirit. So we allow ourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit. We're not reacting to certain things. We're not reacting to the situation. We're being more proactive by looking at the Word, looking at what God has in store for us. And again, setting our mind, putting our mind in a place where we can respond to things spiritually. You know, this gives us, and we can respond to other people spiritually. You know, we don't have to get into conflict and arguments about certain things. We have a sensitivity. You know, we have a certain sensitivity that we understand. We're speaking from right from the gospel. That gives us this really divine guidance to open up not only our own spirit, but the spirit of others. You know, so if we're if we go out soul winning or ministering to people in fellowship, that is the kind of thing that we want to drive to do. You know, we want to grow in godliness and we want to grow in faith, so that we understand perhaps what God has for us. You know, and that's a question we continue to ask ourselves: what does God have in store for me in this situation? You know. And that's a tough question, right? I mean, think about some tough questions. You know, what does God have in store for me when I get into a car accident, total my car? And what does God have in store for me? What good does that do? You know, like, what am I to do with this? You know, what am I to do with, God, I just got fired. God, what's, you know, what does that have to do with what's going on with me? Tough questions, you know, tough things you have to kind of consider as you go through some of these thoughts. Because it's not always, like I said earlier, it's, this life is not always easy. It's stressful. You know, there's a lot of stuff that that can happen. So it's good to look at that, you know, and say, hey, you know what, there will be difficult things, and in my opinion, kind of face it head on, you know, because it's the only way to deal with it, in my opinion. But again, people deal with things differently. So, but I think in that head on process, or in that process itself, is looking at things spiritually and being guided by the Word, and then having the understanding that God's plan for us is perfect. If we look at Psalm 18:30, it says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in us. God's plan is perfect. When I, next time I get in a car accident, hopefully I don't anytime soon, but when I do, I'm going to think to myself, God's plan is perfect, you know? Next time something happens, let's just say I get a flat tire. And that's really frustrating, if that's ever happened to anybody. That's a car, an accident's one thing. You know, if you bump somebody and, you know, your car gets wrecked, you're like, okay, well, it's a bigger problem. But a flat tire is kind of like one you really have to, like, deal with immediately, you know, and it's like, all right, I'm on the side of the road, it's a highway, it's nighttime, you know. Am I really going to get out on the road where the intersection of 495 and Route 2 are and get out and start changing my tire, you know, because the margin there is about 6 inches, you know, the breakdown lane. So there's not a lot of space. So I'm going to call AAA. Get a tow. But, you know, it's the process of waiting and then being in that process, being like, all right, great. My whole day is just shot, and now I have to be patient and understand what's happening. In fact, that's a true story. That happened to me. I blew my tire out. Only knew because I started to slow down. I was like, oh, that's weird. My back tire started moving real fast, you know. And I had nowhere else to pull over. So right where the Route 2 and 495 interchange is. So busy spot, let me tell you. So... but you know, what do you do in those situations? It's there's nothing you really can do in those situations, but just understand and embrace, you know, God's plan for our lives. You know that there's a reason for it. I have no idea still to this day what the reason was for that moment, but you know there was something in there. I'm struggling with that one, but you know God's perhaps yes, exactly for the story now that you know that God's plan is perfect in our lives. But the Holy Spirit guides us in this. In this new life, you know, when we study the Word, we can really be empowered by God's vision for us. You know, we can understand where He's leading us, and the Holy Spirit can guide us in this way and give us discernment, so we don't move back into this life of fear, you know, of anxiety. What am I going to worry about? What are the pressures that's going to really kind of take me down? Because when we're in the Word, the Holy Spirit's really pouring out love to us. You know, the Word is really just pouring out love to us and into our hearts. In Romans 5:5, it says, you know, we walk in love, which is really, this is motivated by the Holy Spirit. So we're walking in love through these moments. So when we grow, it is, you know, again, go back to the measurements. Where is it? You know, how do we grow in faith? How do we know we're growing in faith? It's shown in our wisdom. You know, and how we're using what we know in the Bible and how we're applying it to the world in our experience, you know, in our experience, because that's the thing that's changing, you know, and we change with it, right? Our experience is going to move in one direction, and we need to move in sync with what God is thinking for us and in the plan for us in moving forward and how we respond to those situations. So in our experience, in the love that the Spirit is ministering to us, that we give and receive, we give and receive love. And this stabilizes us as individuals, but also our faith. You know, it stabilizes the faith that we have. And Pastor Doug mentioned that this morning. You know, he's talking about stability. And it's important to recognize that too, that we need to have some stability in our lives. You know, we need to have that, the anchor. You know, and the anchor for us is the Word. You know, this is something that we go back to and that we see the world through this lens of biblical truth. So we have a renewed viewpoint that is guided by love, and it's eternal, and it keeps us focused on where we need to grow and how we need to go in this life. But we also have to be mindful of looking at ourselves too much, as I mentioned earlier, or trying too hard to measure our growth, and how do I measure my joy? Did I wake up this morning in a bad mood? You know, like, I'm being ungodly. You know, like, that's not what I'm talking about. It's about understanding where you're going and looking to the Word to get that understanding. So the other thing, too, is that things to think about that you don't want to do. Like, you don't ever want to compare yourself to others. And people say, oh, well, I'm competitive. I want to compare myself to these people, and I need to understand, or this person or that person, and understand where I can where do I stack up, and how can I improve myself, and I want to be like this person. I want to be like that. That can be very dangerous, and it's comparing what they say, apples to oranges. If I compare myself to Kelly, I'm an apple, she's an orange, or you're an orange, I'm an apple. And there's no comparison there, right? I'm an apple, and I should compare myself to apples, right? Apples to apples, right? So I should compare myself to myself and say, hey, where was I yesterday? Where am I today? Am I growing in God? Am I growing? Am I moving forward in my understanding and in my faith? Am I confident in my faith? Am I moving forward in that? So looking at yourself and kind of measuring how you're growing by the things that are happening in your life and how God is speaking to you. So we don't grow out of too much introspection or self-analysis either. And we don't, it's not even good to even think about it so much. You just don't even think about that. Just look to the Word and grow in godliness. Look to the Word. That's how we grow. And don't be discouraged along the way. Don't be discouraged, because discouragement can bring a trail of negativity that's hard to kind of recover from sometimes. So being encouraged, and when you read the Word, you will be encouraged. So God is working in us, it says in Philippians 2:13, and causes us to grow. So just hear the Word and be connected. Just hearing the Word, actually, wherever you're hearing it or reading it, and being connected to church and to a body where there's spiritual life is a way to continue to grow as well. And then always be a student of God's Word. And I'm going to look back to 2 Timothy here, where we started. And let's look at that again. Sorry. So looking at 2 Timothy. Sorry. We start where we begin, with growing in godliness. We study the Word. We be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly divided by the word of truth, right? So we continue to be a student of God's Word. We stay humble. We accept God's grace and strength to make corrections and the changes in our lives where we need to. And that's how we move forward. We move forward in grace. We move forward in our knowledge. And we do it with humility, right? We do it with a humble heart. So the question I have for everybody here, too, is that to consider, I suppose, we could answer this for sure if you wanted to, but, where have you seen spiritual growth in your life? Where has that happened, and what were some of the keys to it? But some of the things to consider during this week as you think about the Word, and you think about growing in godliness and how you can grow in your faith. That would be one question to potentially ask. Ask yourself this week. Amen? All right. Does Pastor Bailey usually open it up for we do a wrap afterward? Or
yes.
Yeah? Okay. Shall we do that?
Yes.
Yeah? Ryan says yes? All right, good. okay, well, let's start there then. Anybody have any thoughts they wanted to share? Yes. 2, 4, and 5, sure.